while your messages today from both of you, your messages of compassion and gratitude are certainly understood, in the last several days, both of you at multiple times have issued these kinds of messages and statements. And what I'm curious about is, what do you see in the country, with troops, with veterans, that makes you feel, it's a rare thing, that makes you feel these messages must continue, and you have put out so many in the last few days? And General Milley, I was very struck, you used the words pain and anger, and that you understood that was out there. So as a combat veteran yourself of Afghanistan, can you help people understand that? Where does your pain and anger come from? If you could both answer your views on this.
I would start by saying, Barb, that this is the longest war in our history. And so there have been a couple of generations that have participated in this war. And as we've gone about, I've gotten input and reactions that are from all sides of this issue. And as I said in my opening statement, that's to be expected. And of course, I respect that. And I think we have to provide ourselves the time and space to adequately deal with everything that our veterans have been through. And we will work through those issues. And the system will be there to support our veterans as we work through those issues. I just think, again, we need to respect each other's views and be supportive of each other. And one thing I would say, Barb, is that people will process this differently. And for those who think they need help, please seek help. You know, we're there for you. And as I said, you heard me say a number of times before, you know, mental health is health, period. And so this will take time to work for people to work their way through. There are varying opinions on each side of the aisle, and that's to be expected and respected. So,
can you both assure? There was a question for
So, Barbara, you asked me where my pain and anger comes from. I have all those same emotions, and I'm sure the Secretary does, and anyone who served. And I commanded troops, and I wasn't born a four-star general. I have walked the patrols and been blown up and shot at and RPG'd and everything else. My pain and anger comes from the same as the grieving families, the same as those soldiers that are on the ground. Last night I visited the wounded up in Walter Reed. This is tough stuff. War is hard. It's vicious. It's brutal. It's unforgiving. And yes, we all have pain and anger. And when we see what has unfolded over the last 20 years and over the last 20 days, that creates pain and anger. And mine comes from 242 of my soldiers killed in action over 20 years in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, yeah, I have that. But I'm a professional soldier. I'm going to contain my pain and anger and continue to execute my mission.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks. We have to go, guys.
Won't be sent back to Afghanistan.